call to order this meeting of the Legislative Administration Committee. Welcome, everyone. We have a very long agenda this morning. We've got two items before us, the adoption of the committee rules for the interim, and then appointment of several proposed members to the Oregon State Capitol Foundation Board. You should have in front of you, is that you, Mr. President?
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to call me, as Connie says. So anyway, yeah, Peter Courtney.
Okay, great. Well, I just gaveled in, so you're right on time. We've got the rules, the draft rules before us, which I believe are consistent with the rules that all the interim committees have been considering. I would welcome one.
I move that we adopt the rules that are for people in terms of, as the speaker just indicated.
Okay. Co-Chair Courtney has moved adoption of the proposed Legislative Administration Committee rules discussion.
Are the rules for minority reports unchanged?
Excellent question.
Let me ask.
Are the rules for a minority report
unchanged? I'm not seeing minority report rules listed in here.
Well, who asked that question?
Senator Atkinson.
It's your side.
Can I ask that question?
Yeah.
I don't know we've ever gone to a... I've never heard of a minority report going to legislative administration before. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, minority reports would probably also be covered in the rules of each respective
each
body.
Chamber, really? Yeah. Do you have another comment on that, Mr. Burgess?
Only that, as said to me often, these are the same rules that you had before. In other words, we've readopted them, there's no change. And I certainly would defer to people more knowledgeable than I that I assume those kinds of things would be addressed in the House and Senate rules and et cetera, and Mason's manuals, whatever.
We will. I will note in the... In the House during the 2008 session, we did not have minority reports allowed in the draft rules that we're working on right now. We do have the same minority report process that we had during the 2009 regular session. Further questions or discussion? All in favor? Well, is there any objection to adoption of these rules? Seeing none, the rules are adopted. We now need to open a public hearing and a work session on the Oregon State Capitol Foundation. You have in your packet both a list of the current board of directors for the Capitol Foundation. Looks like there are 19 current members, a mix of legislators, including Senator Atkinson, and then a list of public members, and then below that the proposed... 2, 4, 6, looks like 8 members, 1 for reappointment and 7 members up for new appointment to the board. And then you've got bios information about each of these new members. Just for anyone watching, I'll go ahead and read the folks who are being nominated by the board for appointment to the Oregon State Capitol Foundation Board of Directors. Reappointment of Frank Bronner, and then the appointment of Sandy Allen, Paul Hanneman, Ginny Lang, Denny Miles, Fred Neal, Annette Price, and Herb Collum. Who's here to testify if we'd like to grill him? Is so motion would be in order, Senator Devlin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the reappointment of Frank Bronner and the appointment of all the other parties that you have indicated.
A motion is before us. Questions or discussion? These folks are obviously well known to most or all of us. So that would bring, if all these folks are affirmed, that would bring the total of the group to 25. Seeing no questions or discussion, is there any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. Any other, I close the public hearing and work session. Any other issues to come before us?
What's the spread going to be on Saturday for Oregon and Washington State?
Right, it's nice to see them nationally ranked again. Well, last time they were nationally ranked 3 weeks ago, it didn't turn out so well, so.
I know. Nothing else.
Anyone else for any other business? Senator Courtney, any other business?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. I adjourn the meeting of Legislative Administration.
Thank you all.